Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to pay a little bit of a tribute to Leonard Nimoy tonight, but not in the normal way that other shows have done, like last night's Don't Touch That Dial. We're going to reminisce a little bit about the $20,000 pyramid, when both William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy made their appearance with Dick Clark hosting. You're listening to Game Show Tonight. From the Alan Mitsugi Studios at Sweet Engine Sounds Network on Blog Talk Radio, this is Game Show Tonight. And here's your host, James Barkus. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Game Show Tonight. I'm James Barkus, otherwise known as JB. And I just got something on the Storm app. It says precipitation has been detected within 10 miles of my home location. So please pardon me. I've had a cold last few days. So my voice is noticeably not as healthy as I would like for it to be. But, Anthony, you would know that.
Absolutely.
Yep, even with a professional mic, there are days the DJ just still has that.
No problem.
And then we heard today, the grass pollen and other pollens for this time of year, they're ramping up. So
unfortunately, they haven't kicked in the gear just yet within the North Carolina area, despite being in the as high as 70s.
Yeah. We've hit near 80 in my neck of the woods.
Can I borrow your weather, please, minus the pollen?
Sure, just like the rest of the northern tier states can borrow the snow from Boston, all 100 and something inches.
Oh yeah. I've seen enough of that snow. Elsa has overstayed her welcome.
There's a town in Kentucky that they did it as a publicity stunt, but I think they've got an arrest warrant for Elsa again.
Ouch.
There we go. Law and Order Climatology. Here we go. Still trying to get a few of the other people on board because, I did fix it right at the last minute. The daylight savings time always messes me up. I don't know why we bother with daylight savings time. I wish we'd just stick to one time and get it over with.
I kind of like daylight savings time better than I do the regular time because I just like that extra hour of daylight that we have.
Now, I like that extra hour of sleep.
Yeah.
But we can't have it both ways. That's why it's a give-and-take relationship at times.
While we're talking to the farmers about this.
Yeah, the old thing goes, the clock giveth and the clock taketh away.
Now, why don't we talk to the farmers about this?
Yeah. You know what they'd tell us?
What's that?
Now, a little
was
bit
that Pee Wee Herman or Barney?
That was Peter Griffin.
Oh.
I have one of those fun sounds now, ladies and gentlemen, so bear with me. The insanity is only beginning.
And, oh, yeah.
And Dan Antonio, glad to have you with us tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That don't sound too good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I realized it said 9 o'clock, I guess Arizona time, before I realized it. I thought 9 o'clock was what we had been going with all along, but thanks to daylight savings time, I had to fix it in a hurry. Because I would have been on until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning, Central Time.
I was wondering why the clocks were awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, and speaking of clocks are awkward. That's how I am today. Yep, there we go.
Yeah, the Pac-Man game over music.
Yeah, I play the game and I get hit by one of the ghosts. Yeah. There we go. Yeah, but a couple of weeks ago, we had some sad news come through the wires that Leonard Nimoy passed away. But we tonight, yes, while he is Mr. Spock, while he is an accomplished director, photographer, songwriter, poet, voice actor, and all-around good guy, Leonard Nimoy was, in fact, a pretty doggone good player of the $20,000 pyramid. And he and William Shatner spent a week from September 12th to 16th, 1977, as the celebrity panelists on the $20,000 pyramid, announced by Bob Clayton, hosted by Dick Clark. And unfortunately, there's only three clips on YouTube with the complete programs, minus the commercials. But we will cover that as well. We have some reality show news as well. I think something about The Bachelor this week. Also, the start of Survivor and The Amazing Race. We're going to get to that as well. I think things are not very good at the island right now. There's one castaway everybody has a mutual hatred for. Or at least that's what I've seen on the ads for it. I've not had the chance to see the program. Care to enlighten me on that, Antonio?
You asking the wrong person. I do have them on DVR, but I have not catched any of Survivor or any of the three episodes of The Amazing Race.
Well, that then binge watch them over the week. Oh, boy. That's a crazy idea, by the way. There was a study at one time that if you binge watch a program, it is a sign of depression. I'm not sure where I got that from, but where I saw it from, I just caught it in passing while I was cooking breakfast one morning. And, yes, as everyone knows, I'm up early because two people come home from work in the overnights, and then I got to be nuts enough to get up in the morning after having only 2 hours of sleep and try to fix them some breakfast. Well, I haven't had to do it the last couple of mornings because I have been sick. I have been up till about 3 in the morning taking NyQuil, and then off to bed I go and sleep to 11. So I've been on the Baptist bourbon the last few days. I can't do that tomorrow because I got to shoot video in Irondale in Birmingham, more than likely. Mom has a doctor's appointment, and I have a rail fan appointment.
You're just one busy bee, ain't you?
Pardon?
You're just one busy bee, ain't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to keep an A average in class, but...
I know how that is.
Yeah, so far it's going like a 90.57, but I got an assignment to turn in, but I got a couple of days because of the accommodation. I'm waiting on Bill to show up. I wonder if I got to get in touch with him by telephone.
Do whatever it is you got to do. Got to do what you got to do.
Yep. And thank goodness for Windows Phone. Yes, as many of you know, I got a new cell phone. It's a Windows phone. It's a nice phone. I really like it. And guess what? I'm calling Bill. And I'm putting it on speaker. Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
How's your PC?
I'm fine. I just ain't got there yet. I was waiting for you to call me.
Well, if you want to try Skype, go right ahead. If you want to stay on the phone, well, we can do that too.
Well, I'll just try Skype. I was planning on going that direction.
All right. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
I tell you what. I love this phone. I love this phone. It's a Nokia Lumia 635. If you ever have the chance to get a prepaid one, go. Get one. It's AT&T, and it's got a SIM card you can pull out. So if you want to get your own cell phone plan, like Straight Talk or Verizon or whatever, you can change the SIM out. It'll do it for you. But the Nokia Lumia, I love that phone. It will be my best friend. 2 bad I don't have Google Voice for it. I'd be really happy right now.
Talking about the one that goes, okay, Google?
No, this one is Cortana.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know if Cortana's got a voice on it yet. I don't know if Cortana's got a voice on it or not. I'm going to tool around with it some more when I got the chance. Maybe tomorrow on the way up to Birmingham. It's an ophthalmology appointment for Mom, and the VA's picking up the bill on that, which is a good thing. So this week, the game show news, we're going to have it coming up. We are going – oh, by the way, Anthony, I want to give kudos to whoever's doing your sound engineering up there because they really, really cleaned up the sound on that. And I just put TuneIn on the Windows phone over here. So I was able to listen to you guys for several hours.
When, this past Saturday or this past Monday?
The weekend.
Over the weekend? Okay.
Yeah. Over the weekend.
Now that I didn't know.
Yeah, but the TuneIn Radio app for Windows Phone works great. I got TuneIn Radio app in my iPad as well. And maybe TuneIn in the Google Chrome over here on Windows 7. So I can literally catch you in any format. Any format.
Amazing.
Of operating system.
Just don't realize the clarity because... occasionally use TuneIn, and I can't even tell the difference. I'm so glad that you got the ears that can tell with the with the sort of thing.
Yeah, and these ears are unspoiled because I do not turn up the radio to 20 or 30 or whatever unless something is just really, really low, and then I really got to turn it up just to even hear it at the level it's supposed to be on.
You pretty much have the hearing of a dog. You know how dogs can hear high-pitched voices for the human ears to hear?
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same thing you do have.
Yeah, there are a couple of tone, there are a couple of pitches that I've had an audiology exam several years ago, and there are some tones that I can hear down to 0 decibels that they just barely had it on the... thing to play out, and I could hear it. It was like, whoa. So mom and dad say that I can hear. But there's times I've been kind of busy and don't answer right away. Of course, being a college student, that's understandable. But I want to share a little personal note. I did step back from the American Red Cross. Right now I'm overloaded with school, with the videography work, and this show too. I just don't have enough hours in the day, nor the energy. And I've been undergoing I've been fighting a couple of illnesses recently. Back in November, I lost my voice for about 3 weeks, and then it wasn't really salvageable until after Christmas, to be honest. So I hope to never get that again. And the second bout was a few weeks ago. I found out that I've got gastroenteritis, which I think that's one of the side effects of diabetes. The doctor did not give me hardly any information whatsoever. I've not received I guess they call it a welfare check call from West Georgia Medical where I went. So I'm going to go on the record tonight to say that if you're ever in LaGrange, Georgia at West Georgia Medical Center and you happen to go there on a night that the other doctor decides he's going to skip out and there's only one doctor, be ready for a long wait and also be ready to have the ball dropped by West Georgia Medical and whoever their parent company is, because obviously they've done it this time. No two ways about it. In fact, how else would I get two copies of my test results in the same packet? So I put one in the notebook and I stapled the other together, and I'm going to tell them, look, y'all dropped the ball on this. Y'all didn't call to check on me. I didn't see nothing in the mail as far as a survey or anything like that. So I'm really going to lay the comments on Facebook and such. But enough about me. First of all, Captain Hardy, take us on a tour of what's coming up on Captain's World this week.
Well, for the benefit of those who didn't tune in to yesterday's show on WQFS, I'm going to be reiterating everything in terms of Jakarta Pro coming to the Tar Heel State for the sixth time, and it's going to be it was my fifth overall experience seeing Jakarta up close in person, and we're going to be giving you the results and everything in between, and also be on the lookout for everything that's been going on between matches, my interaction between the interaction with the Jakarta gang. I got like an entire 30 minutes worth of footage of that I'm going to be posting on YouTube. So be on the lookout for that. By the way, my YouTube channel is Captain's World 1986. Also be on the lookout for the review in case you can't even, for whatever reason, unable to tune into Captain's World. And let me tell you, my experiences of Jakarta Pro and pretty much any indie wrestling show, I had the time of my life compared to what's been going on with WWE in recent years. And as many of you know, if you're a big WWE fan like I once was, WrestleMania is just around the corner, and WrestleMania is basically the Super Bowl of professional wrestling, in terms of WWE, of course. And things are not looking good. There's no build of any of these matches whatsoever, and it basically, everything that's been going on ever since the Christopher Juan incident, they've been flushed down the drain, and it slowly but surely killed my interest in WWE. And I want to thank my buddy Paul Price. Wrestling and whatnot, especially with Jakarta. And if you've never heard of Jakarta before, just picture the Harlem Globetrotters doing professional wrestling. They combine comedy with professional wrestling. even though they have some serious moments in between. And let me tell you, they showcase their athleticism perfectly. And pretty much in the end, that goes the same for the indies as well, because everything you see in WWE is completely watered down. And the only kudos I can give to WWE is NXT. It is the equivalent of watching the likes of Ring of Honor, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, CWF Mid-Atlantic, Chikara, you know, everything in between. That everything that you see in the indies, you see on NXT. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing, giving you the on WUAG this coming Saturday, 10, 9 Central. We're going to be giving you, reiterating the recap of the Chikara event, which is called Out on Limb. And if anybody from Chikara is listening in, I wish you a safe trip to the UK. And they're going to be coming back to the UK. It's the first time in a long time. And like I said, if you're fed up with what's been going on in WWE in recent years, give the indies a chance. And because their athleticism, storylines, everything that you see in the indies are pretty much where it's at. And of course, you don't give one guy in that promotion force-fed down our throats like the way they're doing Cena and Roman Reigns. So, like I said, every time I go to a Chikara show here in North Carolina, I always have the time of my life, and I capture footage to display on YouTube whenever possible. And like I said, we're trying a little bit of preparation to get the video package and the video montage of it as possible here. So try to bear with us as best as possible. We're going to be having it up sometime this week. So definitely stay tuned for that. And again, my YouTube channel is Captain's World 1986. And if you want more Captain's World, you can always go to the Twitter page, Captain's World 86. And be sure to tune into Captain's World on Monday afternoons, and it's mornings for the rest of the time zones in the U.S. If you feel like your Mondays are dragging on forever, we at Captain's World, as well as DJ Clash and the Track Blasters, who play nothing but the best of house music, are the perfect antidote. So, JB, if your Mondays are dragging on forever, we at Captain's World and the Track Blasters have the perfect antidote for you. We will make your dragging Mondays disappear with entertainment and music of our own. And be sure to tune into Captain's World every Saturday morning, 10, 9 Central on, of course, WUAG. And the website you can go to is WUAG.net. And in terms of WQFS, be sure to tune in to 12 noon, 11 Central on WQFS. And the website you could, wherever you go, is guilford.edu. And with me at Captain's World being the perfect lead into DJ Clash of the Track Blasters, who play nothing but the best of house music, your Mondays will never, ever be the same again.
That's right. And no matter where you are around the world, too, you can get it through the TuneIn radio app. Just search the call letters WUAG and WQFS. Anthony, thank you so much. And we're trying to
and
cure...
We're also on Facebook. Look for the group page, fan page, Bowling Talk, Addis World. That's all I got to say. But go ahead. Sorry about that.
Excellent. I was about to say we were curing an audio problem just a little bit ago. Apparently, Bill's CPU fan started to kick in and his microphone started chattering in over what you were saying just a little bit ago, Anthony. So we were fixing that. And
okay.
It sounds a little better. So I'm going to bring Bill and I'm going to bring Antonio back in.
I can't remember when I last heard that fan.
Yeah. Well, like we were talking about earlier, Bill, I got good ears, so.
Yeah. Bad ears breed. Whatever.
Yep. Of course, good ears always comes with the ability to hear this.
Yes. That's right. The sounds of silence.
Yes. And pardon my voice tonight, y'all. there was we were talking about WWE earlier, and there it has been a high profile resignation from World Wrestling. And it is Bill DeMott.
I heard about this.
There has been some accusations of not only racism but homophobia.
Really?
In the WWE Training Center. But
yep.
Now Jim Ross has weighed in on the situation.
Well, I haven't heard from his agents.
According to the article that I'm reading, he now wishes he hadn't.
Well, pick your poison, eat bad, or do like they do at the University of Oklahoma.
Yes. Now, I can see where being a hard-nosed coach, trying to get these kids trained in the right way to grapple in the wrestling ring, or the squared circle, as they call it, I can see being hard on someone during training, but to have comments that came from Bill DeMott's lips in any kind of a workplace, and now with women becoming wrestlers, you know, granted it's segregated, you got the divas having their competition and the regular competition over here, but in the same ring. But when you have mixed company, including those who are of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender persuasion or disposition or I don't know what other word you can call it. When you have all of them come into one place to learn how to wrestle, be in a sport like wrestling, there is no room in the workplace for racism.
I can't hear a thing.
You can't?
I cannot.
Okay, is that better?
I still hear static from Bill.
Static?
Must be that damn fan, because that's still going to be picking up.
Okay, tell you what, Bill.
I got stuff going nuts here.
Bill,
as you can tell,
to the telephone. Okay, so get ready.
Okay, I don't know what's going on here, but I got stuff disconnecting and reconnecting now too. So
yeah, let's just change to the phone, and we can feed through that.
Would you like some? Jeez, I am totally. I'll get with you as soon as I get everything straightened out here.
Okay.
I was trying to unplug the earbuds. I ended up unplugging the side scanner instead.
Okay. Bill, let's just change to the phone. We'll keep you on.
Okay, I gotta hang Skype up.
Okay, I can hang up Skype on my end, okay? On the CP. Okay. Yeah. So stay on the phone, and we'll just stay on the phone. We'll get you included as much as we possibly can. Anyway, yep. Anyhow, I do apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for having to cure technical difficulties ahead of time or during the show.
It apologizes to me all the time.
Yeah. But we, as we continue, well, the controversy, it's up on the web. You can probably Google it. Jim Ross on Bill DeMott. And
to be perfectly honest, I really don't give a damn.
Yeah, that's why I said go Google it, and that'll be for another show.
You could have let me out, and it wouldn't have made a damn bit of difference.
Yep.
I really haven't watched any wrestling in almost 4 years.
Wow.
Back in the days of Hulk and Rowdy and
yep.
those under the Giants. Then it got too much of a mess.
Yep. Well, heading back to the subject at hand, our news this week we will cover as we speak. Opening all the shows are all the bookmarks that I have here. Did anybody see Final Jeopardy tonight?
Me? I was punching right through the show.
Yeah.
I didn't catch it.
Let's put it this way. It was an interesting one.
It was, huh?
Yes, very interesting because the person in the middle changed her answer from Higgs to Biggs. In fact, let me open up the Jeopardy archive here. And it aired tonight, so it may not be up yet. Maybe it is. No, it isn't. Tonight's will be in tomorrow night. But anyway, the champion... But anyhow, the champion of tonight... And her name was Jenjabilly Blackburn. Jenjabilly Blackburn, an academic assistant from Northampton, Massachusetts. She lost tonight.
Oh, well. Yeah.
And the one in the middle... See, I forgot her name already. Won like 22,000 and change. She was up higher than that, but lost 3,201.
Yeah.
And came out with that odd total at the very end, 22,000 and change. But it was about this physicist was just as elusive as the particle he was looking for. Well, I said the God particle for some reason, and I didn't know the name, but I knew the particle. So when I heard it was Higgs, and then Trebek said Peter Higgs, the person who discovered the God particle. Matt was like, "See, you ought to be on Jeopardy."
I do too sometimes.
Yes. I think we all have these moments sometimes that we think of it and go for it.
Yeah.
Yep. The Daily Double question of the night, the answer is, in March 2001, last night, this space station was intentionally deorbited and crashed into the Pacific Ocean.
The only one I can think of offhand would be Mir.
That's right, Bill. What is Mir? Yep, but tomorrow night's show will be up on the J Archive probably sometime tomorrow. They've had the winter upfronts, and GSN has green-lighted steampunk and lie detectors. And there were several others announced today. GSN held their upfront this morning in New York City. And Rebecca Romaine, Ben Glebe, Mark Labett, L-A-B-B-E-T-T. That's Labett, right?
Yep.
Am I pronouncing that?
Labette.
Okay, thank you so much for correcting me. Now, the first new game is Steampunked, and it was greenlit by GSN. It celebrates talented artists and designers who create in the steampunk genre. Contestants have to create grandiose futuristic designs each week, which will lead to the grand finale of a fully realized steampunk world. Also announced is a new studio-based game show, Lie Detectors, hosted by Rove McManus. The series sees a panel of three comedians present facts to the studio audience, but only one is true. I think Lie Detectors is a take on To Tell the Truth.
Yeah. Or Late Night Liars.
Yes. Now, the other major announcement is they are reviving Chain Reaction, and it has a host, Mike Catherwood. He is the co-host of the radio show Loveline. He'll lead the word game where teams of two compete against each other to connect words related in some way. There will be a Skin War spinoff that will begin production, and it will feature standalone half-hour episodes and two new shows, Hellevator and Winsanity. And that was given this morning. That was given in November, the announcements for Hellevator and Winsanity. And the new logo came out this morning for GSN.
It's too plain.
Yeah, I agree. Ugly. There was an old lady on a commercial in the Tennessee Valley where she said, "Don't you buy no ugly truck. Don't you buy no ugly logo."
It looks slapped on to me, something that they came up with like 2 seconds before the last second.
Yeah, it looks like something that the design department at GSN just puked out.
Yeah.
That was bad. And also, Fox announced the debut of Boom and Fifth Grader, the debut. The new season will begin Tuesday, May 26th. Jeff Foxworthy returns to host The Quizzer, produced by Mark Burnett, whose wife is Roma Downey. Those of you keeping score. Fox will debut the massively delayed quiz show Boom, hosted by Tom Papa. The series sees teams of three answer a series of trivia questions by cutting wires, correlating the wrong answers on a ticking slime bomb. Cutting the correct answers earns the team money, while the wrong answer explodes the slime onto the players and some of the audience and knocks that player out of the game. If the team can survive 6 rounds, they have a chance to go for the Mega Money Bomb round. One mistake loses the team half their bank, but if they play well, they can leave with up to $500,000. Jeff Aploff and Bob Bowden are executive producers of the show.
Here, the slime aspect feels like a belongs on the network like Nickelodeon, you know what I mean? Because they're like the forefathers of slime.
Talpa is the new quiz format. Talpa USA is shopping the big picture, which basically combines Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with an added giant screen for pictures, which Millionaire currently has, so it's the same. This could lead to a lawsuit, in my opinion.
I feel it.
You feel it? Feel the force. The force of the law, Talpa. Anyway, it's run by producer John DeMaul, and it's trying to break into America again. The game show is called The Big Picture. It's being shopped for U.S. markets now. There's a contestant trying to answer 12 questions appearing on the big screen in front of him, each with its own picture for up to $1 million. It's almost identical to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with an added giant screen for pictures, which Millionaire has. So, it's the same.
It's a waste of production costs and a waste of gameplay to me.
Yep. But the interactivity is what sets it apart. You can play along on the show's app Home players can share in the winnings if the contestant uses one of three life escapes. He stopped and said, started to say lifelines, you know how the lifelines are. In Millionaire, but they have escapes. To switch out the question on the 12-step money tree to $1 million. There is a pitch film on Vimeo. We'll do our best to link to it if we can. But we'll ask for permission first.
Yeah.
Now, the second... Yeah, the second part is the interactivity, the games that have had interactivity before, like National Bingo Night, Million Second Quiz, and, you know, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. Million Second Quiz was pretty fun on the app side of it, maybe not so much the broadcast. I was trying to look for that game again to download it again because it had some pretty good gameplay on it, but unfortunately, I don't think it's available anymore. But as we continue to look through the news tonight, A news magazine called The Wrap has just revealed, or just had a story come out, that there was tragedy in Argentina. The cast of a reality TV show was killed in a helicopter crash. 8 cast members were killed Monday when 2 helicopters collided midair over Argentina. The 2 pilots also died. The cast members, they're all French nationals. They were filming a survival series called Dropped in the rugged mountains of La Rioja province of the South American country, reported The Guardian. The 2 helicopters collided as they were filming, and there are no survivors. Horacio Alarcón said he's the provincial spokesman. Weather conditions were reportedly good. The reason for the crash is still unknown. Among the dead are champion sailor Florence Arthaud, Olympic gold medalist swimmer Camille Muffat, Olympic boxer Alexis Vastin. In addition, the contestants, 2 Argentine pilots were killed. Dropped, which was to air on French television channel TF1, involved 8 sports stars being dropped into inhospitable environments for the survival-themed reality series. Now, the shooting began in late February. Ushuaia, the southern tip of South America in the glacial landscape of Patagonia, and then moved to the mountainous La Rioja region. I can safely say that this season that they're producing will not air. And whatever they've made is probably too little material. How are they going to fill out the rest of the season?
All right. Megan Wants a Millionaire and I Love Money 3.
Yep. And there was a joke last night on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Here's why I bring this up. There is a story that there's going to be 2 bachelorettes.
Yep.
Kelly and Michael, this morning we're trying to pry some information out of them for that.
Here's the deal. Chris Harrison announced that The Bachelorette will begin with a runoff election between Caitlin Bristow and Britt Nielsen. The male competitors are going to get to strike the first blow this time. I think that the people at The Bachelorette are trying to combine Survivor and The Bachelorette by having a vote of who gets to stay on The Bachelorette. what ought to be done, in my opinion, is have both ladies and the two groups of men, or basically have one of them be like a, kind of like how they have the jury. When the guy gets cast off of one, he has a second chance with the other. Not necessarily vote one of the women off, but make it where the same group of guys has the potential for one or the other.
Yeah.
And give them the option to exit the show. But the first time, here's what Harrison said, Chris Harrison said, we actually decided not to decide. For the first time in Bachelorette history, we're going to have two bachelorettes. 25 men on night one are going to have the ultimate say about who they think would make the best wife. Britt said, it's an amazing opportunity. It's more than I can comprehend. But the typically sarcastic Caitlin added, I think we discussed we'll end up in the same hot tub at one point.
Oh, well.
Here's one thing even better. See if the bachelorettes are really... No, I won't say that. Then I would be accused of the same thing that got two students expelled from Oklahoma University. So I will wisely keep my mouth shut, but what do you think of this? Two bachelorettes, and on night number one, they're already going to have a vote. Anybody up for the opinion?
Nope, I don't care. Don't watch the show.
Me neither.
I want to say it's good for them if they want to have two bachelors, but no, I don't watch.
I can get my dating fix watching through Amazing Race.
Okay. Well, on True TV, starting this spring, actor and dancer Corbin Blue is set to host the second season of Fake Off. The series is produced by Endemol Shine North America, and it has 10 teams from around the country competing in the captivating art of faking. Harry Shum Jr. returns to the judging panel. Actress, choreographer, and Emmy-nominated director Lorianne Gibson and dancer-choreographer Bo Casper Smart will be on the panels. Megan Camarena, better known as YouTube sensation Strawberry 17, will serve as backstage correspondent, a new role created this season.
That sounds awfully similar to an old BBC America show from a few years ago where the whole premise was so they took somebody who had this dream and then they had a certain amount of time to prepare for it, and then they'd go in and they'd fake it in front of the judges.
Well, we now know that Monopoly Millionaire's Club is going to return to state lotteries as a scratch-off game instead of a full-on lottery game. That announcement came through Yahoo today. The first of its kind television game show will launch a new multi-state companion lottery scratch ticket instead of the terminal where they print out the ticket each and every time. But it is still being done by Scientific Games, and it is under license from Hasbro. And March 28th and 29th, check your local listings for daytime and station. Monopoly Millionaires Club will go on the air. Of course, actor, comedian, and television star Billy Gardell, who can add substitute host of the Late Late Show to his resume. He was also in You, Me, and Dupree, and it will be co-hosted by Todd Newton. So,
I guess he's coming in off the road from Price is Right Live.
Yeah, probably for a while. But thoughts on that? Is a scratch-off game better than a lottery terminal game?
I think so.
Yeah, I agree.
It's going to be a lot easier to deal with. I mean, if you try and do it through the terminal, you're going to get all these long lines waiting for to get to the terminal to have
And $5 a ticket? But hey, it at least brings the interactivity right back to the game, which I applauded. It was a good thing, but in Georgia there wasn't much interest because of the price tag of the ticket. And you got a lot of people that buy dollar Mega Million tickets, $2 Powerball, the new Jumbo, the Jumbo Lotto. Jumbo Bucks Lotto, which is the new one in the state of Georgia. That's only the state of Georgia, by the way. And it's hosted by John Crow at the Georgia Lottery headquarters in Atlanta, which is located in the same building as WSB-TV. Just to let you know about that, because they have shown the inside of the studio for a behind-the-scenes look. But anyway, how else would they get television equipment in there that easy if Cox Media did not have something to do with that? But long and short. But at least we know the game show is going to be on the air very, very soon. In fact, countdown is 18 or 19 days, depending on where you're watching it from.
19 here. I think I told you I already saw the promo for it the night or two ago. They said the 19th. I mean, it's funny that I'm...
Yep, but I'm trying to find the game show website. Oh, yeah. There is a website called Lottery USA. Monopoly Millionaires Club. I think the last drawing was Friday, December 26, 2014. It was the last drawing. And they have not done a drawing since January 30th. I think they suspended it. But it's now become a scratch-off game. But tomorrow night, the jackpot for Powerball is $119 million.
If any of you guys win, send me enough so I can buy a computer.
That's right. Yeah. But there is, on YouTube, they do have... They do have Billy Gardell's picture on it, and oh, I like their page.
This March, light it up. Monopoly comes to life in Las Vegas. The Monopoly Millionaires Club. The new game show hosted by Billy Gardell.
Oh, they walk on the game board. There you go.
Anybody's a halfway decent comedian can get a game show.
Yeah, you got to be a halfway decent comedian, and Billy Gardell is that. He said, you're going to need the wheelbarrow for this, because I don't think that Scotty dog is going to carry all this cash.
Craig Ferguson, Wayne Bray, Drew Carey, how many more comedians do we need?
Oh, God, if they ever get Roseanne to host a game show, that is going to go into the toilet. Just like her performance of the national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
Supposedly, there were some later there were some explanations from her that, you know, she was intentionally spoofing some of the singers.
Yep.
But I don't think that excuses grabbing the cross.
Yep. But we have another bit of sad news to pass along this week, and that's Harve Bennett. He was a quiz kid on the radio.
Oh.
But he was also one of the best writers and directors in the movie industry. He was also one of the executive producers of the Mod Squad. He co-created Mod Squad. And he served as executive producer on The $6 Million Man. And Bennett voiced the opening credits. And he also did The Bionic Woman. He moved to Columbia Pictures Television, and shows included Salvage 1, The Jesse Owens Story, which was a miniseries, and another one called A Woman Called Golda. It was Ingrid Bergman's final role, and it co-starred Leonard Nimoy.
Well,
now, such credibility led Bennett to the Star Trek movie franchise, and he teamed with Nicholas Meyer on The Wrath of Khan, and it featured the death of Spock, and then it brought the episode arc 3 and 4 into play. But guess who shows up? Hey, Woj!
Well. time for the Amazing Race wrap up.
Yeah, we need that. I'm dying in here.
You're dying. Do you need some resuscitation?
Yes. Claire? Boom.
Hey, Woj, while I'm thinking about it, Chris has started doing Play to Win again on Saturday nights at 11.
So
on this channel.
Okay. Yeah. And I've read through it on the Skype messaging, so I can do it if I get around to it.
Okay.
But anyway, as far as the Amazing Race 26 is concerned, they've gone to Thailand, where we'll probably hear the hashtag Ladyman for weeks to come.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, I know at least one of the gay teams was extremely tickled about it. I've been to these clubs, but I never thought I'd get to be in one doing it.
Well, hashtag Ladyboy. Hashtag I won't be watching.
Well, you could have watched. Considering one relationship has changed and they're no longer dating.
Oh, they're engaged.
Yes, Matt and Ashley. And Matt, you can tell with the freak out over Matt losing the fanny pack that he was going to lose the ring if he didn't get it back.
Yeah. Is that your doorbell, Bill?
It's my clock.
Yes.
Well.
Yeah. Are you going to turn into a pumpkin?
Yeah, I don't have a glass slipper on.
Yeah.
Here's the one you're used to.
Yeah.
Yeah, considering that Ken Brown is about to make a movie out of you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they went to Phuket, Thailand, where their detour gave them a choice of zip lining as a waiter without dropping any drinks or soups, or skiing around doing wakeboarding for one lap. Most of the teams chose to take on the tree, which proved to be easier, although it's not easy when you're dealing it with soup.
Two of them tried the water skiing first, and they both quickly said,
"Ah." Yeah, considering that, I mean, what happened last season with water skiing tasks, it's, you just don't go for it. You're going to be there forever unless you're professional surfers.
Yeah,
well, that went over their heads. So let's move on. It's really, it was very one-sided with Harley and Jonathan missing their flight from Japan to Thailand, but catching a very lucky break that this is a non-elimination leg.
Yeah, well, he kind of got caught. Even though it was like they kind of all had to bunch up at the airport first, because the earliest team that left was still too late to get there before they closed the airport.
Yeah,
so there's the other teams had gotten a flight out that day, and they had to wait for the next boarding. Then they got there and found out, well, everybody else had to spend the night in the boarding house, so they didn't lose any ground anyway.
Yeah, so there's really not much to say about this week's episode, so let's move on to Survivor Worlds Apart. Really, the only two words we have to say are Mantis and Nudies.
Okay, wait a minute. What were those words again?
Nudies and Mantis.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw the promo for that, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's channeling Richard Hatch.
Well, it all started out on the Blue Collar Tribe with Dan doing his business in the water, losing man panties.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I don't know if he's channeling Philip Shepherd there with those saggy underwear that he lost in the water.
Yeah, going naked, that's Richard Hatch. Now,
yeah,
as far as...
Now he has to use a shirt.
Has to go back to that middle-aged lady wearing the thong to get there and get somebody's attention, get him off the ice for the task.
Yeah, but even though he didn't use... By the time they got to the immunity challenge, they already got their bathing suits provided by production, so he didn't have to deal with swimming in his jeans.
Well, they're lucky.
Yes, but moving on to the nudies on the White Collar Tribe, Professor Max Dawson is going out of his way to pay a tribute to all other winners by channeling his career hat, Shireen joining him in the process.
No! Yeah!
And there's even more nudity going on at the No Collar Tribe with Jen and Haley going out for skinny dipping and seemingly to exclude Tina, the elderly deaf person, making her very upset and having to get her spirits boosted by Will Sims.
Oh, hell no!
Sounds like somebody's gotten into the Vanguli sound effects.
I have. I got my fun sounds tonight, so...
Yes, and with the immunity challenge, the White Collars made a nice comeback by coming in first place winning immunity and a fishing kit. With Blue Collars coming in second place, winning just a fishing spear and immunity. No Collar was not able to shoot any caps. They came in last place. It's the same immunity challenge they had in the last tribe season, which was diving into the water, getting balls, shooting into a basket. Yeah, but
and then wondering why the heck they got on the game show to begin with.
Well, that's another long time to go into.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Scramble is on the no-collar tribe with the vote seemingly going to go 2-2-2 split between Nina, Vince, Jen. But at the last minute, Will switches his vote, having formed a good relationship with Nina, joining just Joe and Jen to vote out Vince.
Okay.
And that's the end of the show.
And the end of our time. No, just kidding. We still got time.
Oh. I mean, tomorrow night, hopefully I can understand what goes on tomorrow night's episode, because I'm actually going to be watching it at the Gotham Comedy Club in Manhattan.
Excellent!
Yes, I'll be, afterwards, I'll be sitting in for a podcast with the audience with Rob's sister Dino and Steven Fitchback, because they dished the dirt off the episode. And who knows,
I'd like
maybe some other former survivors will be showing up.
Hey, get us some pictures from that.
Well, I already did last October. If you look on my Facebook, you can find pictures of me and Rob and Steven, among other people who were there, including legendary Parvati.
Yeah. Well, I'll take some fresh pictures, and we'll put them up on our WordPress. Of course, we'll give you credit for it. I mean, your name will be in lights.
In lights?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we'll come up with something. Yeah. What in the world? Oh. Yeah, I'm having to untangle cords here. I'm kind of plugged into this corner over here.
And as far as King of the Nerds is concerned, we had a double elimination as the teams were dissolved.
Oh, beautiful.
In the first Nerd War, it was a battle of naming lists and avoiding getting slimed. As Ben won the immunity and Amanda and Lily were forced to do a surprise face-off against one another, with Amanda coming up short and being eliminated in halfway through the episode. And afterwards, much to the surprise of many, Jonathan and Caitlin both avoided the Nerd Off, as Lily and Rochelle ended up being sent to the Stratego Nerd Off.
Yes.
Basically played more like Pokemon.
Yep.
Yeah, and because of some slip-ups by Rochelle, Lily ended up finding the flag, eliminating Rochelle. The season finale is this Friday, and we'll find out who will become King of the Nerds.
Yep.
And that's all I have to say. Now I can shut up.
You don't have to. Antonio, have we got any other news briefs coming in? I think I gave some of the big stories. Harve Bennett passing away, Leonard Nimoy passing away. Both of them kind of back-to-back.
Yeah, release him over on Cisco Franco is still dead.
Antonio?
Yes?
Do we have any other news briefs? I know we kind of glossed over some of the major stuff, but I'm not sure if you've dug anything else out.
Mm-hmm. We got release dates for Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader and the newest game show called Boom. Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader will debut Tuesday, May the 26th at 7 p.m.
Yeah, I touched on that briefly, but just in a glancing over. But if you want to give more details, go right ahead.
We don't know nothing. All we know is the release date. All they're saying is there's going to be new twists that's coming to the show. We don't know what the new twists are. It's just it's coming. Boom. This is a show that's very popular, I guess, overseas. They're bringing it over here. Basically, there's a bomb on stage, and you have a question that you have, and there's like three or four possible answers, but one of the answers are correct. You have to defuse it like a bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like about get it correct, you earn money for your team. But answer one question wrong, not only are you getting slimed, the audience is getting slimed at the same time.
Yep. That
you make
it
fly
like
between anything from guacamole to mashed potatoes.
Sounds like something Nickelodeon would do.
Of course.
I don't know. I'm looking up to see if the slime bucket's above me. Gallagher.
Oh yeah. Where's the sludge-matic when you need it?
Yeah.
Also debuting on the 26th of May is the new season of America Got Talent. 10th season is coming. Everybody is still there on the judges panel. So, yeah, also debuting in June. They're doing another earlier season. I guess it's been working for CBS, having it been earlier, so they just and making it more longer. So yeah.
The last two seasons have been 9+ days.
Speaking of Big Brother. Two people are going to be on the next season of Marriage Bootcamp Reality Star. I saw the trailer for it earlier today. Jeff and Jordan, who were the cool couple, are now going on Marriage Bootcamp to fight over their relationship.
Okay, hey Antonio.
Yep.
Antonio, give me just a moment.
We interrupt this program for a CBS Radio Net Alert Bulletin.
I have just pulled up from the GSNTV.com website that Monopoly Millionaires Club premieres Tuesday, March 31st at 8, 7 Central on GSN.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, repeating, the Monopoly Millionaires Club, hosted by Billy Gardell, will premiere Tuesday, March 31st at 8, 7 Central. There's already pictures of the set. Go to GSNTV.com, click on Monopoly Millionaires Club, and you can see all the pictures for yourself. Yes, the Scotty is there. No, he's not going to be able to carry all that cash. We now return to your regular program, already in progress.
The comment on that comment, I don't know. I'm kind of thinking left field with this. Hear me out. I think we know that the finale of Chase was today, and Millionaire Monopoly Club is going to take over to chase for I don't know how long. I'm thinking this is gonna be a wild out the box guest. I think that if this show happens to do very well for the network, I think it's just me thinking right now that GSN might do their own lottery based game show.
Well, I've heard that the Monopoly Millionaires is actually coming back as a scratch off game.
It is.
Uh-huh.
Game show. One of the websites that I was reading from, they are changing from a teller-based one where they print the tickets for you to a scratch-off where you buy the scratch-off ticket and get that through the lottery retailers. Basically the same thing. But everywhere that there's a lottery office or a lottery retailer, that is where you can get the scratch-off tickets for Monopoly Millionaires Club. I live close enough to Georgia, I know about this. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I guess I'll we know that some reality shows are fake. We know you can tell it from a mile away that some reality shows are fake. There was a story that came out towards the end of last month. This show, I'm gonna tell you, this show is been out of production for a very, very long time. But everybody has heard or watched Pit My Ride. I watched some in that station. This story comes out years later that the show is completely fake. Let me explain for people who don't know what Pit My Ride really is. Pit My Ride was hosted by an exhibit. He's a rapper, he's an actor. And people's cars that get broken, torn down, their lives get wild because their car gets transformed into the things that usually don't happen to them. But come to figure out, Once those cars were transformed, everything that was in the cars was taken out. So let's say that you had like a fishbowl or a tailor-made suit ironing thing, whatever, or something to the imagination you would never see in your car. Once the show stopped taping, everything that was in your car that they put in the car was taken out of the car. Also, even at the beginning of the show where you see exhibit coming to the door and those contestants who get their car fixed get so wild up that exhibit is here to pick their car out. Come to figure out, the houses that the person that was getting their car pimped out wasn't even theirs at all. Those were rented by the producers. The producers rented those houses and had the contestants stay in those rented houses until either exhibit came to the door or a producer came to the door. It's just, even one of the contestants said that they wanted him to break up with his girlfriend before the show taped it. Also, another contestant said they put a lot of candy bars in his car to mock his weight. It's like, I mean, after this show been on for so many years, I'm not kind of shocked. I mean, we have heard
a lot of stuff from behind the scenes of TV shows, and I wish this would have came out a lot sooner, but it really didn't shock my Facebook at all because of fake TV, because I hear it all the time about reality shows being totally fake.
That's true.
Let me find something else because most of the news was talked about earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess I'll throw it back to you, JB, if you can find any more news because most of the news that was talked about was already talked about earlier.
Yep. Well, thank you so much, Antonio. Great to have you with us tonight. Woj, have you seen The Bachelorette?
Never.
Or have you? You've never seen The Bachelorette?
Well, actually, I might have. I just don't watch it at all.
You don't watch it at all.
That's not my show.
What's your take on them doing two bachelorettes on night one and the guys voting which bachelorette they're going to keep on the show?
Mm-hmm. Only two bachelorettes. I'm trying to think about what I think. I mean, isn't that how they do that every season?
No, that's for the coming season.
Oh, yeah, so three bachelorettes are eligible?
There's going to be two bachelorettes right at the get-go.
Yeah, whatever. Much more of a cheap market.
Then I guess that's way over in left field.
They're going over the wall.
Let me ask you this as well, because there was a score earlier today. It was on News 3, WRBL. The score of a baseball game between Columbus State University and Tuskegee University. Or Tuskegee Institute, I'm not sure if that's the right name for the college down there. But the score was Columbus State University 26, Tuskegee 0.
And there's no mercy rule on this one, right?
I don't know. But it seemed to me like the Columbus State Cougars were going bump, 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 smack, bump, 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 smack, bump, 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 smack, running the score up. It wasn't a baseball game. I think it was absolute murder.
More than a bloodbath.
Yeah.
Same Valentine's Day massacre.
Yeah. Well, we're past Valentine's Day. It was the March 10th massacre, I guess. Because it was today, I kid you not.
Yeah.
Cougar bats explode for 28 runs en route of Tuskegee. The score was 28-0.
Oops.
It was 26-0 at the 6 o'clock news. Behind a 13-run second inning and 5 home runs.
Well, that killed that.
Yeah. It was a 13-run second inning. 5 home runs The score was 28-0 on Tuesday afternoon. Sorry about that. Bob Jeswald started talking about the weather on their live stream on WRBL.com. We're supposed to get some thunderstorms in Alabama the next couple of days. I'm going to take my camera with me, but I may not get a chance to shoot any video. But that's just simply amazing. And, of course, Billy Gardell, the game board for Monopoly Millionaires Club, let me just highlight this. It's like a full HD video screen built into a plexiglass platform that the people walk on the game board itself. It is amazing that they've built such a sturdy screen that people can walk on. And you know, Billy Gardell is not a thin guy. He is.
He has slimmed down.
He has slimmed down some, yes. But not to the tune of the incredible shrinking Drew Carey. And I think there comes a point where you got to tell the producers that the price is right. Let Drew be Drew. That's why we liked him. Don't clone him like Bob Barker. There's only one Bob Barker. There's only one Drew Carey. You know, I'm glad he's losing weight for his health and stuff like that because, you know, he did have a foot injury. He did have a few other injuries. But for them to make him slim down like that, it's just, you know, I can see being healthy, but you got to be sensible about it as well. And sometimes people in Hollywood don't really know what they're talking about.
But to piggyback on the story about the Millionaire Monopoly Club, I just wish they didn't spoil the biggest thing in the trailer. I'm sorry. If you don't want to be spoiled, please do not watch the trailer because it spoils something big within the trailer.
Well, show the lady advancing to go. Come on. She had the jeweled top hat on. It looked great.
Not that part. No, not that part.
Yeah, well, the part implies that something big happening.
Yeah, something big happened in the trailer. If you didn't see it, please don't see it because it spoils it a bit.
Well, I mean, I'm glad people are winning. I live in a state that doesn't even have a lottery, and there's a $700 million shortfall. If they had the lottery, they wouldn't have the shortfall.
I'm glad people are winning too on the game show, but they don't have to spoil the biggest thing they're giving away in the trailer. I'm sorry. I am going to watch. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to watch, but why you have to spoil the biggest thing within the trailer? It don't make no sense.
Yep. Well, the website's still up. The homepage, listen to this. While the state lotteries are working on the future of the Monopoly Millionaires Club multi-state lottery game, production continues full steam ahead for the TV game show, which now premieres nationwide March 28th and 29th. Hundreds of excited contestants from around the country came to Las Vegas in early January for their chance to win $1 million, and hundreds more have been drawn to come in February.
You guys are making me jealous because, like I said, my Dish Network subscription just disconnected GSN.
Yep, the Game Show Network will carry it March 31st at 8/7 Central. And they will do it.
Don't matter to me.
Huh?
Like I said, it don't matter to me because, like I said, this network have screwed around my subscription and I really want to watch it so badly. As much as I want to watch it, the bad way I can.
Yeah, I mean, I think Cablevision took GSM off the line 4 years ago and moved it to the Sports Pack. So now it's group with the network for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
Now, now what am I going to do? How in the world am I going to watch this?
The lottery, if you go to your state lottery corporation, they've got a page on there that says where to watch. And more than likely, the stations that carry the lottery will also carry the game show.
Okay.
In Georgia, it's WSB TV Channel 2, WALB ABC 10, Albany, Georgia. That's the subchannel of NBC 10, by the way. WJBF, Channel 6, Augusta, 13 WMAZ in Macon, Georgia, WSAV, Channel 3 in Savannah, WRVL, Channel 3 in Columbus, Georgia. But that is where these game shows will be watched. Now, they do the all-or-nothing drawings at 10, 2, 6, and 10. And this is on television.
Yeah, myself, I'm just trying to find if it's airing. What station is airing in New York?
If you happen to see what's in North Carolina, let me know.
Oh, North Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. NC Lottery.
I don't have any access to the internet right now.
Yeah, NC Lottery, retail, NC Lottery. Let me see. Where to watch the results. I'm trying to find it. Where to watch?
Yeah, I think I see something here.
Make sure you keep it as close to the Greensboro High Point Winston-Salem Piedmont Triad area as possible.
Yes, Greensboro, WGHP, Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Yeah. Is that what you have, JB?
That's what I'm trying to find out. Man, they got play at the pump locations. They've got.
Because the cities listed are Asheville, Raleigh, Charlotte, and Greensboro.
Looking
that's out of my area.
Yes.
Yeah, the draw stations. Is it the Triad? Or Greenville,
Triad,
New Bern, Washington?
It's Greensboro High Point, Winston-Salem.
Okay, they call it the Triad. It's WXLV 45.
Okay, that's my ABC affiliate. What time?
Triad's home for winning numbers. Okay, let me go back here. And the time of the drawings, they have daytime and evening. And I'm trying to find the times. But they, my guess is they draw it in the mornings and the evenings, or in the daytime and evenings. Let me see.
Oh, well. This
Well, I told you it was Saturday nights at 7 and 8 p.m.
7 and 8 p.m. for the lottery drawings?
Yes, just go to nc-educationlottery.org/monopoly.aspx.
Okay. Well, I know how they have the other games. And they've got the video draws online as well. You can also see it on their YouTube channel.
Excuse me, Davey, I need to go now. I have to visit it tomorrow.
Okay.
I gotta get going as well.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I was playing this video as well. But thanks, Woj, for stopping by. And, Anthony, again, we can get you on TuneIn Radio app. That is WUAG and WQFS, the call letters of the stations, right?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us tonight. Glad to have you with us, and listen to them on Captain's World, both of those stations. If you're not in the Triad, go on TuneIn Radio app for Windows Phone, for iPad, for Google Chrome, for Android. Get it and listen to them. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, Antonio and Bill, it's just the three of us here. We got about 20 minutes to go. And my voice is starting to act up a little bit. So do you all have anything else that we can add to the show? And I hear...
Crickets.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what. Since my voice is getting a little shot and I got a trip tomorrow morning... To play, but we adjourn. Who seconds the motion? Well, Bill, thank you so much for joining us. I know we had a few difficulties in sound earlier, but glad you're still able to be with us, even if it is by telephone. And thank you so much for joining us. Antonio, glad you were here too. And I hope things have warmed up significantly for you since we last talked. Yeah, but I barely hear you, Antonio. Antonio. Antonio.
Hey, Antonio.
Can you hear us?
I don't hear him.
Well. I might have, but you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Sorry about my voice tonight. I promise I'm trying to get it better.
Mm-hmm.
But on this note, we will go ahead and adjourn the show for this week. Stay tuned next week when we hear the crusty train master at the train station say...
Bill.
I don't know.
I don't know. Brilliant. That was good. Well, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. This has been Game Show Tonight. We have been at the studios, at the Alamitsuki Studios of Sweet Energy Sounds Network on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, and the train has left the station. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. From the Alan Mitsugi Studios at Sweet Engine Sounds Network on Blog Talk Radio. This is Game Show Tonight. And here's your host, James Barkus. Game Show Tonight has been produced by Sweet Engine Sounds Network on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Thank you for joining us tonight. Tune in next week. On behalf of Bill, Antonio, Anthony, and the Woj, I'm JB. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful night. We'll see you next Tuesday night. So long, everyone.